Good morning, good day, greatness, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. So much has happened from the last time we spoke. So much has happened all around the world. And my prayer today is prayer for peace in the Middle East, in the Caribbean, the United States of America, South America. You know, in the last couple of days, I've been thinking about a lot of things. And I just couldn't come on and just do another podcast. We talk about mindset. We talk about agreements. We talk about leadership. We talk about fulfilling your dreams. We talk about alignment. We talk about success, greatness, purpose, and destiny, and people discovering their purpose. But when the attack happened on Israel a few days ago, and the conflict is going on in the Gaza Strip and with the Palestinians, and when you see the pictures, when you hear the stories, guys, to be honest with you, I just couldn't come here and just do another podcast and pretend like nothing is going on. Because I'm a citizen of this world. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I don't know everyone's spiritual beliefs who listen to the podcast. But whatever happens in someone's backyard, you might not live in that area, but it still affects us. And some of us have the mentality that, you know what, if it's not happening in my country, then it don't affect me. But we live in a global world now. Once the internet started and you could buy something from South America and you could get it to your house in 2 days or the next day, things have changed. And we live in a digital world now. And for me to be a leader, someone who speaks life into someone who coaches someone who helps people to become all what they were designed to be. If I came on here this week, family, we're just having a family talk. If I came on here and saw something wrong or saw that there was pain, that there was hurt, I think it would be unfair. Guys, we need to pray for peace. You know, in the last days, there will be wars. There will be turmoil. But I encourage us today that even though we see evil all around us, continue to love. Even though we see evil and things happening that we don't like, I encourage us to love. You see, every time I see someone dies, it could be a funeral procession or it could be an ambulance passing me, or I could see like a war that is going on in the Middle East and I see lives are being destroyed, it make me pause and stop. And in that moment, it make me think how grateful I am to be alive in that moment. But it also make me pause and think and reflect how precious life is. You see, one of the greatest miracles in the world is life. That's why one of my favorite sayings I like to say is the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. And if you are hearing this podcast today. I don't usually come on like this. If you are hearing this podcast today, I want you to pause and be grateful for life. Hug your wife. Embrace your wife. I just checked on my wife. Make sure she got to her destination on time. Send her a text. Say, I love you. But also I call. She say, I'm here. Today, embrace your children more. Because today may be the last time you ever see that loved one. You see, there's a spiritual war. There's a real war out there. There's a war in the kingdom of darkness. And there's a war of the kingdom of light. And sometimes it looks like darkness is prevailing. Sometimes it looks like the evil side is always winning. But I encourage you today that truth and light always wins. That the kingdom of light, that kingdom of love, that kingdom of joy, that kingdom of peace always win. I can do it, guys. I couldn't do it, family. I couldn't come up on here and just pretend like nothing is going on around the world. And I have a question for you. When you see a funeral procession, what do you think about? When you see an ambulance pass by you, what do you think about? When you see something is not going good in someone's life, what do you think about? You know, we live in a society where we have become so desensitized now. Desensitized. Meaning that if you're riding on the street and you see someone hurting, you cannot stop to everyone. Do you just pass by and look at someone, a mother walking with three kids and she's struggling? Do you just pass by and look at her as if she's just another person? Or do something happen inside of you internally? And you may not stop, but you send a prayer out for her. When you see what's going on around the world, tragedy, earthquakes, people dying, people starving, is another commercial to you? Is another clip? Is another news clip to you? Or do you pause because something happened inside of you? You see, when things around us in the world happen, in our world, our neighbor's world, our community worlds, our business world, our job worlds, if someone is hurting and it don't affect us, or if someone is hurting and we don't recognize that sometimes, maybe we have become so desensitized. But we must continue to keep our eyes open and recognize when we have a problem. I'm just pouring my heart out to you. So I encourage you today, wherever you are, it may not be the Middle East. It may be your neighbor. It may be in your family. It may be your loved one. It may be your coworker. It may be your supervisor. It may be you. Pause and pray for peace. I'm going to do something that I never did on my podcast. It's that I'm going to close the podcast out with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for energy. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Now we pray for Israel, the Palestinians. We pray in the Middle East, especially today. God, we pray and we ask you to pour out your love on that place. We pray for all of the parents, the family members that have lost loved ones that are still aching in pain and feeling confused and upset. I pray that they feel the touch of your love today. We sent angels in that place just to minister to those people. Father, we just thank you for life. We send love, we send joy, we send peace. And open up our eyes today. If there's anyone around us that they're hurting, open up our eyes so we can see and recognize how to pray for them. Give us the courage. Give us the right words to say. Thank you for that boldness. And God, I thank you that your peace, that we cannot get it nowhere, that peace that passes all understanding, I thank you that that peace rests in every listener who's listening to this today. And we speak your peace today in the Middle East. We speak your peace into every home. We speak your peace into our neighbors. We speak your peace into our hearts today. Selah. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, your Empowerment for Success coach, helping you become all what you were designed to be. And you're listening. Yes, this is a podcast. We just switched it up this today. You're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. Have you become so desensitized that when tragedy hits, turmoil, or someone is in pain, you don't recognize it, or because it's not in your camp, it's not in your community, it's not in your tribe, you say to yourself, it don't affect me. Whatever happens around the world, it might not be in our country, it might not be in your community, but it affects us. It affects us. It affects us. Pause today. What are you grateful for today? If you are still alive, be grateful for this day. Be grateful for your family. Embrace your wife, your husband, your kids. Go to work, come home from work. Let people know today. Share that love and spread love all around the world, because the most powerful, powerful energy and force in the world today is love. The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Continue to pray for peace around the world. And remember today, I love you, I love you, and I like to say, love ya. Blessings, peace, love, joy, prosperity.